Tennessee Farmers named to Top 10 in Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Glenn Cunningham from Shelby County, Tennessee, was named to the Top 10 in the Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge out of more than 200 applicants.
We were jumping up and down, and we always have something that we're kicking around as a new idea around the farm. So when we saw this, we talked about a couple of the ideas that we had and picked one and kind of ran with it to allow a lower cost of entry for small farmers to be able to get into hydroponics.
Cunningham is a small farmer that is transitioning from a full-time job in IT to hopefully a full-time farmer sometime in the near future. He says winning the Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge would go a long way in helping him do that.
What we've been doing is just looking for best practices that were out there. Since we're a new farm, we've been trying to integrate as many innovative practices. So we started with test gardens, see what kind of things grew well here. Then we stood up a small hydroponic operation to do cherry tomatoes. This year we did cherry tomatoes and full-size tomatoes and cucumbers.
Now Cunningham found out about the contest from his local extension agent and says he hopes his idea in the future will help other small and beginning farmers have an easier time getting into the business.
Just looking forward to, as our farm grows, being able to do things that are helpful to other farmers. And coming into it, we've noticed that there's a lot of resources out and a lot of things come to you kind of scattershot. So we're really, really hoping to be able to leave things behind to help other people gain entry.
After a series of virtual team interviews, judges will choose four finalists who will each win $15,000. They will then pitch their ideas to a team of judges at the American Farm Bureau's 96th Annual Convention in January in hopes of winning the Rural Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Good luck to our Tennessee farmer, Glenn Cunningham, and his shelf life idea. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.